people say you're riding high in April, shut down in May.
That's life.
That it is life.
Thought you would get me, didn't you?
I thought I did, actually.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
The hotel.
He is such a young man, but he's got a lot to say. And he loves to give opinions in an opinionated way. He is love from California to the sweatshop of Limbe. So it's time for Jackson to not rant
and let everyone else rant.
No, Jackson ranting. Go.
What?
The stage is yours.
What I have to rant about is how atrocious that just was. Because you both said two different things, and now you look like fools.
Good start.
Congratulations on embarrassing yourself in front of everybody in the world.
Millions of people. Billions.
360 million people listen to this podcast. That's everyone in America. And you should embarrass yourself in front of all of America.
And Europe and China. We have it.
Not China.
Translated, right?
Nope.
Don't do that. That's controversial.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
No one translated.
Rant.
Anywho.
He is such a young man, and he's got so much to say, and he loves to give opinions
in an opinionated way.
Jackson
from California to the sweatshops in Bombay. So it's time to take some time for Jackson ranting.
Let's just say that
I think the real rant that Jackson wanted to say was that it's Tim Hawkins' podcast, but Tim Hawkins is never on it.
Well,
I changed my mind.
Honestly, Tim might, I don't know.
I can do it on a whim. I can make up my own topic.
Wait, what were you about to say?
I think that Tim only created the Jackson ranting segment for the song.
It's a good song.
It's a good point.
He was very proud of the song when he made it.
He was. He played it a lot of times.
I think he just, you know, he just made that song and was like, this segment's for me, but I'm going to say it's for Jackson.
Right. Isn't that everything, though?
Jackson's a good boy.
Everyone really only does things for themselves anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Not me.
Yeah, not you.
You definitely never do anything for yourself.
I always look out for the people.
Right.
I do it for the kids.
Yeah. Jackson made 2 boxes of mac and cheese. And I was excited because I thought I could eat some today.
What brand?
Okay. Annie's. Shells.
Oh!
Whoa,
the whole thing out of the pot.
Why do you expect that you would get some without even asking?
It wasn't that I expected to get some. It was that you made 2 boxes of it.
Love it.
So I was like, there's no way.
Do you season it or just?
You know, that he'll eat 2 boxes of mac and cheese. But he did.
Oh, my God.
And he sets the steaming pan on his chest and eats it.
Oh.
That's great. Keeps you warm, and it's a nice, hearty meal.
What time of day? What time?
It was like 12.
Oh, that's the best.
I have a question. So if you worked at a company, and they sent you out of town on a business trip, and they gave you like a $80 per diem for food.
Where's my per diem?
For food a day, which is pretty like average. If you were to like go... on a work day, what would you hit up? Like, if you went to, what would be like your thing? Because I've never, like, I don't eat out like 2 or 3 times a day for every meal. Like what would be your strat?
I will start so that we can end with Caleb because we know that his will be the best answer.
Do you understand the question?
I didn't. $80 for that day.
For per diem. Like, you're going on a business trip, they give you per diem
$80. You can do whatever you want with that
$80. Yep. What's your strategy?
Okay, I'm going to go first. You're going to go last because we know that you're going to, you know.
Yeah.
Literally, Smoothie King, Chipotle, that's probably it. Okay, Jackson.
I'd probably go to the grocery store.
Oh.
That's cute. Smart, actually.
It's kinda
cute. You're in a hotel, so you can't cook.
Yeah, you can. You can still
the hotel?
What? You got to change those.
Really killed the mood there, man.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought. Yeah, I don't know, just get some stuff. I can make sandwiches. Asics.
Okay.
He's like, shuts you down.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's it. I'd go back, maybe get some cereal.
Jackson's like, I'll just get bags of popcorn.
Don't play with me. I don't do that popcorn crap.
All right.
I don't mess with that.
Remember when you were addicted to Swiss rolls?
Yeah, that was a rough time in my life.
How do you eat them?
How many did you eat a day?
Oh, man. I think I went through a box.
A day?
Yeah. Over Christmas, you ate a ton.
I have a strategy of eating those. Do you have a strategy?
I don't eat them anymore. I can't. I'll relapse.
He overate
them.
So if you even think about eating them, you would relapse?
No, I just don't eat them.
Did you eat them in a particular way? Because I do.
I unwrap it and then I just hork them down. And then I eat the whole box in like maybe 2 minutes.
I eat the chocolate very carefully, the outer layer.
I've done that before. I hate that.
I love it. It's terrible. I'm addicted.
Do you guys peel your like the grape skin ever?
Ew. Oh no, yeah, I do, but like makes your tongue feel weird.
Yeah, it's like that.
Caleb, tell us how you eat chips.
Yeah, chips.
You have a weird
and then I'll say my per diem. So chips, if I love well seasoned chips, aka Takis, Lay's,
aka Takis,
like sour cream Lay's, maybe some Pringles, maybe some Cheez-Its, but specifically Takis, just heavily seasoned thing. Oh, Red Hot Riblets. Oh my gosh.
How do you eat them though?
Well, I just want to give a picture of how the well seasoned chips, because if it's not well seasoned, there's no point to do it. So I'll take a chip.
Do you only eat one chip at a time?
Yes, one chip at a time. First, it's always the pointer finger and the thumb. That way I can lick it after. I want it to compact all on two fingers or whatever. The season that is.
Smart.
So I take one chip at a time. I talk sweetly to it, and then I lick the bottom and the top, and I just hold it on my tongue, and then I flip.
Way too personal.
Woo!
Here's the thing. With you with chips, though, it's like every other food, you made a plate, just a plate of rice tonight.
Well, the thing is, if you make good rice.
Well, I know, but you ate it probably 3 cups of rice.
Mm-hmm. It was overnight, too. Overnight cooked, overnight. Rice is so much. And put some butter on it.
But how quickly did you eat it, though? Like 25 seconds.
If you were timing me, 15 seconds, easy.
But how long does it take you to eat a bag of?
It's gone.
Right.
That was a great picture of how fast it'd be gone.
Okay, now you're per diem.
Per diem. What city am I in?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans.
Dang, I've actually never been to New Orleans. Apparently, it has the best food in U.S.
That's what I've heard.
I've heard that also.
And I have $80 per diem. I would ask the locals the best places to go because I'm going to have 3 to 4 places potentially to go to. And typically, the hole-in-walls are some of the best places to go. So I might even find a buffet because I would go all out. And then since I'm doing my weight loss thing, I'd have to starve myself for at least 2-3 weeks.
So you could save that money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now you don't get to pocket the per diem. You have to utilize it.
Oh, I'll spend every gosh darn penny.
Do you have to spend it on money, on food?
You have to spend it on money.
Do you have to spend it on food?
No.
Yes.
No, you don't.
No.
All right. That'd be kind of nice.
No, but like not in this hypothetical you do. In this hypothetical, you do have to spend it on food.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you do have a per diem, normally you can spend on whatever you want.
You can pocket it.
Like Dan Flash's t-shirts.
Yeah,
that's the
only reasonable thing to spend your money on.
But like if you went to a normal city, you would eat a buffet on a work day at lunch?
You've never had a buffet on a work day?
I mean, it does.
That'd be a great t-shirt. Buffet on a work day.
That would be great, yes.
I feel like many hodunks would eat buffets on a work day.
I mean,
They're so good.
Obviously, we do.
What's the best buffet chain? There's Ponderosa, there's Golden Corral, there's Ryan's. Remember that?
If you've been to more than 2 buffets, you're doing something wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
You're doing something wrong.
My company was right next door to a casino, so they have buffets there, so we would pork down food
What's the correct term?
I don't think pork down
is pork? Because you said hork.
Hork it down is a thing. Pork it down,
Tell me, what's the difference?
P and H.
I know. What does a pig do?
Rolls around in mud.
They pork it down.
No, they hork it down.
Okay. So a pig doesn't pork it down, he horks it down.
Yeah, he horks it down.
Okay, all right. Agree to disagree.
Okay. Not really. It's just a thing. You guys just made something up. Anyhow.
Well, hork it down is from Ratatouille.
Boom. Wow. Best movie.
Yeah.
Question is, did they make that up?
Man.
Disney's always right.
Jackson, how many times would you say that you've watched Ratatouille?
As of 2022?
Yeah.
Like this year or total? Today.
This year, not that many times. Like maybe five this year. Last year, probably put it at a solid 17. Probably watched the movie about 30-some times in total.
It's amazing, though.
Like all the way through. Like little bits and pieces where I've like fallen asleep probably like 50 times.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Mm. It never gets old.
Well, what is the movie for you guys that like you can watch over and over and over again? What's your comfort movie?
Comfort movie? I would say I love Crazy Stupid Love.
Really?
I've never seen that.
It's a really good movie.
That's like your comfort movie?
Well, just a movie that I would watch over and over.
Okay.
Next to like Forrest Gump. Oh, Brother Where Art Thou? That was a really fun movie to watch.
That is a phenomenal movie.
I do love that movie.
And honestly, La La Land's a really easy watch.
Yeah. It's magical.
For me, it's
Moulin Rouge.
Just because it's tradition is the is a Christmas Story, because we did it at my grandpa's every year.
Oh, that's cute.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. It's the movie with like Ralphie.
Oh,
it's very iconic. Your eye. It's I've been watching it because they do a 24-hour marathon on Christmas Eve into Christmas on like TBS or something.
That's
so we watched it every year.
That's cute. Mm.
So
mine is Father of the Bride.
That's a good one.
I watch
great.
It. All
I love
the time.
Great, great movie.
I love
it. It's amazing.
Didn't it's they do a remake of it?
Yes,
they
and
have
it's
like
terrible.
Three of them, right?
And
that's bad.
The remake is terrible.
Oh. You know,
no,
movie.
They did like a remake.
Yeah, new remake.
Oh, new people, new story kind of, but it was like the same.
Oh, it's on HBO.
Yeah, maybe. Right? I don't know.
Do you remember the movie Enchanted with Amy Adams?
Yeah, that movie was good.
They made a second one.
Is
that
it
came
good?
Out like this week.
Is it good?
Oh, did it come out?
And I watched like the first 10 minutes.
Oh, is it
really
bad?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Have you guys watched
it? Okay, this is my rant.
But it's the same actor, so it's like, how was it bad?
Amy Adams
Disney,
is bad in it?
No, Disney is like literally ruining everything. Like all of their stuff is terrible now.
It's kind of sad.
I don't get how it's so terrible.
It's so bad.
They have more money than they ever had. It's like,
yeah,
what?
I think it's all just money grabs now. That's why.
Yeah.
They're not trying to make anything
like they
original.
Made that new Santa Claus movie, like
the
series.
Show.
Mm-hmm. It's awful.
The problem is like Santa Claus originally was made for kids.
And
it's a
amazing.
Good movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. But you make like this new Santa Claus that's like has like trap dancing in it with all the elves.
It's just bad.
And it's like, why do you need this? Just make a good story and like kids will watch it.
It's literally, they probably made it in a matter of 3 months. Like
yeah.
There was
I'm
no
surprised
time
Tim
put into
Allen
it.
Agreed to it.
It was awful.
I mean,
man, if they're like, I will give you $2 million to work for 3 months, I'd be like, yes.
I'd be like, oh yeah, sure.
I will.
Have you guys
that.
Seen the Spirited movie yet?
No, I want to see that.
Have you? Seen the movie Spirit.
I haven't seen it. We could watch it
after
the
podcast.
Yes.
Okay, yes. I've been wanting to watch it.
It looked kind of weird.
I liked it.
It might be terrible.
The way it looked.
But we can watch it and be in suffering together.
Aw, that'd be fun.
You see, I don't get doing that. Like hard watch movies.
Wait, do you not like watching the terrible movies that we watch together?
I can't.
But we're a family.
No, it depends. No. Like terrible movies.
Like the bad movies.
Like Sunday School Musical?
Yeah.
No, I love watching those.
Okay, if anyone is out there.
No, okay, wait.
You gotta watch Sunday School Musical.
If I'm not talking the whole time during it or like making fun of it, then no, I hate
it. Like
I can't
watch
just
it by
sit
yourself.
There and like watch it as like a joke. I have to be making
you
fun
can't?
Of it.
You can't?
No, not like just like, if I just watch
oh,
it,
wait.
I didn't watch it by myself.
Oh, yeah.
In a million
Me
years.
Neither.
What?
Because I don't do that.
Sorry. I just thought of, what's your favorite bad movie? Like the worst movie, but favorite.
The Elf one.
Elfman.
Elfman is great.
Okay.
It's trash.
If you haven't seen Elfman, please watch Elfman.
Please.
If you haven't seen Sunday School Musical, please watch it.
Please watch
it. If you haven't seen It Takes a Church.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait.
You have to watch
Flywheel?
It.
Flywheel? That's a good one.
I haven't what? Seen that one.
It's pretty.
Mine is
it's a good Christian
Ratatouille.
Movie,
what?
It's just Ratatouille, but... Poor, so poorly made. So poorly made.
Would you guys what? Like to hear a song from Sunday School Musical?
Yeah, I absolutely
I think
would.
The listeners would really enjoy that.
You wished it was this, but it's not.
Oh.
I was like, that's pretty good.
I was like, this is kind of nice.
Nice.
We are clearly not welcome here.
I know this is hard, but we have to make this work.
You can already tell it's terrible.
Okay, remember when we first started out and you thought you were all that and I thought I was all that and you told me you didn't need me anymore?
Yeah.
And remember the first time we sang together? yeah. like really sang together.
That's a good beat, actually.
Yeah.
I've got a mission that I can't complete without you.
Okay.
I've it's pretty good.
Got a dream that I'll never reach without your help.
Dang. I'm really feeling this. Thing
to you have work, to watch it.
But I can't do it by myself. Let's get focused and look at the bigger picture. Dang. Let's be open to the differences and we may have. It's difficult at first,
wow.
but I promise it won't
let me make sure that this is actually. Let me see this.
Why is it so good?
It's really good.
I'll do another one.
Okay, wait.
It
do
is
the
it.
One.
That wasn't that
okay,
bad.
That was kind of nice. There's one where he's like climbing up buildings.
That the building
in
the
my shoes.
One.
In my shoes, I found it.
That one was good.
I found it.
I like that.
That song was kind of a bop. I might add it to a playlist.
Here we go. And he's on top of a roof. Here we go. Why can't you hear it?
You can't just leave like this.
Okay. Here we go.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. We need you. We're going to States.
Well, I guess you're gonna have to go without me.
Oh, now this is better.
You guys have to watch this movie. It's so good.
Hold up 1 minute. Do you think that I want it this way? Ooh. Gotta leave my friends, ditch my plans, back and move away. I thought that you would hold me down. I see now it's all about you.
It's pretty good.
It's not terrible.
It's kind of better than High School Musical.
It really is. I was thinking that.
Boy, you're not gonna turn this around.
We're very good.
This isn't the right song. Stop. Pause it. Pause
this
it.
Is it. This is the one
no,
where
no,
he's
no,
on
no,
the
no,
roof.
No, 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 no.
Okay, wait.
Because he's alone.
Yes, they depart from each other.
No,
maybe not.
Wrong.
Maybe not.
This is wrong.
I could be wrong. Okay, wait.
Turn this good music off.
This is better than High School Musical.
No, that's
music.
Not the song that
this
she was
is
thinking.
Better than.
It's this one.
When she's in the stairwell.
It is, this is Vanessa. The one. This is definitely the one.
Oh,
I,
yeah. This
yeah.
is it.
It's probably not even going to be
His
bad.
His voice is so nice, though. There's no way
have,
this could be bad.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I've never been so scared.
Bro.
This is so good.
Wait, this is so adding awesome. This to my playlist.
It's probably because the filming is just so bad, right? This is so unexpected. Or is it not that bad? I can't... Does it look fine?
Yes!
I'm trying to understand.
I guess it's just corny, but the music's amazing.
This wasn't in the plans.
Wait, this is good.
My life feels so out of hands.
Yeah.
Well...
Okay, well,
amazing.
We were mistaken.
Yeah,
this movie
I take it all back.
Probably phenomenal.
But
well, okay,
you gotta
still
watch
it.
You have to watch it with the music.
The like non-music
Wait,
parts
what,
are raw.
What yeah. was that? Okay, no. What was that movie where they like replicated an Old Testament story, but they were like going into bars?
Yes,
and they were like 15.
I was trying to think of the name of it. It's something
like
Joseph,
David and Goliath,
and they go to Las Vegas.
Yeah,
but it's obviously
like
the outside
not,
of the church.
Yes,
yeah, it's amazing.
I wish we could. It's like Gabriel or something.
I'll find the name of it.
If anyone knows, it's
week.
Like these 15-year-olds that like.
It's something Joseph, I think.
Yeah.
I watched that one alone like 3 times.
Well,
so that's
Aaron
a
Hanahan. Yeah, you're.
There is one. It's called "I Dated a Church Girl" or whatever.
Yeah.
And it says producer God.
That's pretty good. Yeah. He did produce it. He
Bless
produced
up.
Us.
Bless
Respect.
Up.
What's your favorite?
Not executive.
In movie
just
song.
Producer.
Just producer.
Dang.
Maybe it was executive.
Like, they made a song in the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like it could be Beauty and the Beast or... You know what I'm saying? Mine is the That's one from tough. Spirit.
What?
How's that one go?
What?
What are you talking
the
about?
The horse movie?
Yes.
You don't gotta play it, man. You don't gotta play it. You don't have to play it.
He's gotta play it.
I gotta
he
play
loves
it.
The
he's
music.
Gotta, he's
man.
Gotta play it.
It's That's his heart. That's his love language.
Hit that beat. Cheat.
I feel like, though, every Christian movie is bad.
Whoa.
Hey, okay, wait, no.
Give
I had
me
a clip.
One that's
I had,
first
I had,
Passion
not
of Christ.
The first God's Not Dead.
I have,
Chosen. Good.
I have one movie.
Chosen.
The third one
that's a show.
is that's a sin. I have not seen that.
Have you seen
that
it?
That should be it.
Which
just
one?
Said.
Which movie?
The second and third God's Not Dead are just terrible.
I have one.
The first one's good. The
first one's great.
I got chills when they took him to that Newsboys concert.
Second, not as much.
The Case
third,
of Christ is
God.
A really good movie.
Case for Christ, I've heard is good.
Wait, I have a video that I want you guys to take.
Okay.
On. Okay.
Yes.
Here we go.
The fact that Christians put out mediocre stuff and then tell other Christians to support it just because they love Jesus.
That part.
No, we love Jesus. We just don't like your movie. Your movie's trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, your movie, and oh, I know you prayed over it, and it's trash.
Dang.
Because you're not good.
Oh, man.
You didn't have a good director. You didn't have good producers. You didn't have a good best boy. You didn't have a good gaff. You didn't have good lighting. You didn't get a DP. You just out here by faith with two cameras and an iPhone. Just, Jesus is going to make it. It's gonna beat the Titanic. It's gonna beat Avatar. It ain't gonna beat a B movie by Steven Seagal made yesterday. So
goes for music too.
You know, music too.
Music too. It's just like we create this stuff and it's it. We can.
And you know what? If you have a movie that you think is good, let us know. But also, if you have terrible movies.
Also let us know
because we will watch.
No, but what did you think
commentate.
Of that?
That's true. It's
absolutely.
Just true.
I sent
especially,
it to people and they didn't seem to like that.
No, he's
well,
absolutely
yeah,
cause
it's
right.
Like, it's a hard truth. You don't want to say, but it's true.
Yeah.
Like you can't just,
I will.
Cause it's like, I mean, it's not, there's a reason why it's like they do so bad.
Right.
You know, it's not just cause it's a religious movie. Cause it's like, it's just cause there's good religious movies that do well.
Sure, yeah.
And there's the bulk of them that are just terrible.
Like,
did you guys ever watch Bible Man?
Yeah.
Like,
wait, Bible Man
pause.
Slaps.
Pause. Bible Man's amazing.
Yeah, Bible Man
but
slaps.
But it is so poorly made.
Yeah.
That it's like, if you're not a Christian, but why would I watch it?
VeggieTales is really good.
Lot of people who aren't Christians did watch
VeggieTales.
No, Veggie
and Tales. No VeggieTales, yeah.
Exactly. And that's because, but then
that's
Bible
what you
Man.
Want.
If you didn't grow up in church, you do not know who Bible Man
is. But Bible
was.
Man slaps.
It was so good.
Yeah, Bible Man's good.
Great show, don't get me wrong. Terribly made. Just terribly made.
Well, this is why I was saying a few weeks ago, like, that's why it's so interesting that Kanye West became a Christian. Because then he started making, like, actually legit Christian songs.
Yeah.
That were, like, good, but then also, like, had good, like, bases.
Well, yeah. I do think that.
So it's like, okay, we're really not like giving it our all
goes
here.
Against the argument
are we?
Because when he made a religious album, everyone thought it sucked. But he's known for making great music. But then everyone was
that
like,
is true.
Oh, it's terrible.
People say that like those are his worst albums. Jesus is King.
They're personally my favorite.
But I like them,
but I guess
Donda
I don't really
not,
know.
But like, I mean,
I think that
I thought
music,
it was pretty good, but like,
Christian music specifically has gotten a lot better over the years. And I think the next wave will be movies. I'm only hoping.
I hope so. Well, like, okay, so Tim was like, worship is like its own genre. They like created their own genre of music to like fill that Christian category. And then it got weird and poppy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, it's too poppy.
But Tim, he has a good bit where he's like, he doesn't want to be considered a Christian comedian. He wants to be a Christian that does comedy, right?
Because
it's like lower tier if you put the Christian label on it and stuff. I don't know. I've always thought like whenever a Christian movie comes out, I'm like, I don't think I really want to watch that just because it's cheese balls.
It's going to be bad.
I think it's tough to also make a really good Christian movie because what like secular movies specifically, the reason why they're typically better is because they're so honest. And to be honest with a Christian film, sometimes you kind of have to like put up sin. Like you kind of have to show sin.
That's true.
Not fully. You don't have to like there is people that go way overboard. It's like, you don't need nudity. You don't need all that crap. But you have to like somehow give the message that something bad happened.
Yeah.
Which not a lot of people would agree with.
Well, what do you think that like would separate? Cause I would say C.S. Lewis creates the Christian ish piece with like Narnia, and that's amazing because he created his own world,
Lord of the Rings
also,
right?
But like there's Christian undertones, but again it's like you don't always have to just like blatantly be like your problem is immediately solved because Jesus came and healed you or something. I don't know if that makes any sense. Like it's such an easy in Narnia, when he created Narnia, it's like he created his own story with Christian themes, right? but I think Christian movies are sometimes cheesy is because you know the ending, right?
Maybe.
I mean, you know it's going to work out good and everyone's going to come to God.
Isn't that most movies, though?
I think it's like a lot of the time what we all make fun of is like really weird, awkward dialogue that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And also, like, the story is usually corny and, like, it's not, like, based on themes and, like, things that you're supposed to interpret. It's basically, like, this guy going to the prayer closet and, like, praying. It's, like, typically good writing is implied. It's not, like, right in your face.
Yeah.
And, like, viewers want to figure things out. Like, there's no mystery in Christian films. There's no, like...
Right. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying.
I get you.
Like, Facing the Giants... bop of a movie.
That is a great one.
I get chills every time.
That is a great
one. But you generally know, like, the storyline, what's going to happen.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
That movie is so good, though. Yeah. When all those kids start praying on the field.
Dude, but it's not even, like, I think it's because it's just, like, people living their lives, but then, like, God is, like, brought in, like, is obviously a part of their lives. So it's a part of the movie. But I also just love football movies. I don't know why. They're just so good.
I love every...
I cry every time I watch
Have you seen We Are Marshall? Wait, have any of you seen We Are Marshall?
No. I think I have, but I don't remember.
It's an underrated football movie. It's got the guy from...
Update on that one movie that we were talking about. It's called Letters to Joe.
Yeah. Watch Letters to Joe.
Please, please watch it. And please let me know what you think. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
You're going to love it. Okay, I'm so sorry.
No, We Are Marshall. It's a true story about the Marshall University football team that's plane crashed in the 80s, and Matthew McConaughey becomes head coach. It's amazing. Everyone should watch it.
All right.
In Facing the Giants, does it go into the story of the kids like their actual lives pretty fully? I think that's another issue because I feel like in movies, like obviously God is the only answer.
Right.
But I feel like people have to, I don't know, like in a story, they need to go through the choice to even choose God.
Yeah.
And like what other options they could have, which typically like back in the Jesus movement, no one had like their only option was Christ because their lives sucked. You know, like so many people's lives were revolutionary in that respect. But anyway, it's just like they're not real. They're not genuine all the time.
Right. So, Caleb, you said you had some questions for us.
I had a topic that is big news, which you guys probably already know about. But recently, some studies about Elon Musk's chips have come out.
About the Neuralink?
Yeah.
He said he wants to put in his kid's brain?
I didn't know that, but they showed, like, examples. They showed, like, hey, this is how the research is going.
Yeah.
And monkeys are moving...
Tetris games?
These cursor...
Yeah.
...to computers, and they're also... starting to test on humans, which is pretty crazy. The FDA approved it.
They approved it?
They approved it to some of these, like, four days ago, which I'll read.
Is that not like the... No, maybe
Mark
not.
Of the Beast?
Yeah.
So several other companies and scientists have already obtained approval from the FDA to study similar devices in humans. So other companies, too. It's not just Elon Musk. So it's kind of serious stuff. And my question was... Little contro. When are you guys gonna get the chip or also it can they're gonna cure blindness, which is nuts.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I personally think that it's cool because they can do I've heard a lot about it, and you can repair parts of people's brains, you can repair blindness, and then there's a lot of awesome benefits, but it does like go into the fact that if they eventually want to upload our consciousness to AI.
It's nuts.
Robots.
Dude, what?
Yeah.
I'm not about the whole Neuralink.
There's a video of a monkey playing Tetris with his brain.
That is absolutely crazy.
Like the monkey's not doing anything. He's just sitting there eating a banana and the Tetris thing is going up and down and he's playing.
How do they know the monkey is playing?
They watch him, right?
Yeah.
Well, because how else
he has a computer screen.
He has a computer screen. Like it's... He, like, there's no joystick. He's not moving a joystick.
What the heck?
It's, like, connected to his brain. So.
And they have a robot computer thing that it just it inserts little nodes into the brain. It's crazy looking. But I was curious about how many monkeys have died. Because I was like, dude, I bet there's a bunch. But only 8 have died.
Out of how many?
I don't know out of how many.
out of eight.
Total, though, like out of their study, though. So I figure they've been testing on a lot more than eight, you know?
Yeah, dude. Still weird, man. Still weird.
I don't know.
I'm not, I don't not want that. It. I don't want it.
Maybe I get the blind thing or like blind or deaf or like
being
paralyzed. Yeah, like paralyzed. Fixing that is cool.
Man, dude.
Or like I don't want anyone in my brain, dude.
No.
That's crazy. I'll be like thinking like someone will do something that I'm thinking. I'll be like, this person read my mind. I'll be paranoid about it for like ever. Yeah. But now if people actually can, no, dude.
Dude.
No. Weird.
That's crazy.
Don't get it.
Have you heard about people who have gotten transplants, either a liver or their heart, and they will have dreams or memories from the person that they got the transplant from?
I think you were telling, I don't know what conversation, but you mentioned it.
Isn't that insane?
I was pretty blown away because I didn't know that at all.
And my friend sent me this article that apparently your heart has like neuro cells. So just as your brain does. So it takes in memory like your brain. It's not weird.
It's trippy.
Well, I had a dream where I was Walter White and this group of cats kidnapped me and I had to make a meth bomb to kill them.
Oh my God.
And I'm not kidding. And then I woke up this morning, actually.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I was like, well, they kidnapped Jesse. And then I was like,
who's Jesse?
I gotta get Jesse.
Oh, from, okay.
And then I made this meth bomb. I threw it at the cats. And then some other stuff happened. And I woke up.
Oh, you woke up. Okay.
Dude, I just feel like people are just getting like further and further from like needing God, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like it's like, oh, if we can like fix this and fix this, like people will be in a state where they won't even know that there's a need for God.
Yeah. It's sad.
It's crazy. Like that's crazy. Like terrifying.
Yeah. That's why I love.
So, yeah.
So, anyway.
He is.
Well, I would say recently I've been trying to stay off the social media.
Same, dude.
And I've been waking up earlier. That part has been a lot harder. I've been exhausted a lot. But I don't know. I think the whole being away from social media is like kind of essential.
I agree.
Not only for like our mental health, but also like our walk with God.
I totally agree.
Because that's, I mean, even the Musk will say, like, your phone is basically a Neuralink, which that is true. It's like we're so glued to our phone that we don't even...
Jackson on his phone.
But, like, we're not even, like, we're not even... First off, it's not only, like, a social thing. It's like, oh, you're not paying attention to me. You don't even want to talk to me, whatever. But, like, you're not even thinking about God in those moments.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Yeah. Or anything that's, like, going to benefit your life.
Right. How are you supposed to be led by the Spirit if you're just led by your dang electronic?
That's what Mom always said. She's like, we lost the art of boredom.
Yeah.
That's facts.
That is bars.
That's straight facts.
It's like, think about it. Like, when you were a kid, you didn't have a phone or anything.
Yeah.
And you got bored.
I'd like, get what would creative.
You do? Me and Sean would take this stuffed animal and try and throw it this little window thing in this little bunk.
Yeah.
And we did that for like 4 hours a day.
That is true.
No, that's true because every time I get even slightly bored, I'm like programmed to like look at my phone. It's so weird.
100%. Every time I stop doing something,
yeah.
On your phone.
I just go on my phone.
It's like a stress relief.
I mean, just think of like, why do you think you had so much fun as a kid?
Yeah.
Because you didn't do this stuff.
Well, I do honestly have the most fun. Like when we're all here, like all the brothers are here
just doing stuff
in the basement, and we just like make a stupid game.
Yeah.
We'll play it for like 3 hours. And then the boring part is after when everyone just goes on their phone again.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to
commemorate
you, Luke, for you do a good job of like, hey, let's do this. It's like, all right. Ends up being a good time.
Yeah.
Like always, going to the ocean with you. Like, hey, let's go in the waves. All right.
You just got to do it.
Oh, help, Luke, help. Help, Luke, help. This is fun.
What?
Caleb's like, screw you, dude.
You're on drugs.
No, yes. I'm on Red Bull. It makes me fly.
It does give
Flappity flap. I'm in the air. I'm floating. Elon.
"This is some crazy voodoo you're doing. Oh, like where's this. Willy Wonka?
I like this improv.
Oh,
I think we could do something with this.
Think I ate a magic candy. It tasted pretty good.
I think he's just saying whatever he's thinking.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that's actually what just happens when you say everything you think.
Yeah.
You know what's actually, I've said this before, but a fun game is like just being like, okay, you have 5 minutes. You have to talk for the full 5 minutes. You can't stop talking.
Dude.
You want to do it? But we'll do two minutes.
I don't know if we should do it on here. I think we should.
Actually, it might be really fun.
I think we should.
We should try it.
That's super fun.
It'll bring some up.
Okay.
Yeah. I want Caleb.
You have 2 minutes. We're all going to do it.
Every single
We're all doing it. Okay. You got 2 minutes. You can't stop talking. You ready?
I'm going first.
Set.
Okay.
Go.
First off, I want to say I love you guys so freaking much. That's what I'm going to start off with. And then I just love Luke. He's such a good boy. He works so dang hard. He is so consistent. He's like the choo-choo train that keeps on chewing. Jackson, you are grown up to be such a good kid / man. Like, you're becoming a man, and it's amazing. And I love it. And, like, you are so honest and true. You don't keep things, like, you're not a secretive person. You're not hiding in the hall. Or who hides in halls? Nobody. Exactly. You don't hide at all. And then Liv, you are just a breath of freaking fresh air. Like Febreze, just psst, wow, what's that smell? It's Liv. Here she comes. Busting through the door with your baked goods and cookies. Because they taste so freaking good. What's your secret? Crisco. Whoa. Tastes pretty good to me. Chopping up the chocolate, throw it in the cookies, good to date the goody. Then shove them in my mouth.
Keep going.
You got
47 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
Keep going.
So after I eat the cookies, I gain a few pounds, and then I starve myself. Emma stops to ask, "Are you all right?" I'm like, I lost a pound. Make a TikTok. Post it. Go back to work. Make a video. Film something. Make photography. Watch some Curb Your Enthusiasm because I like it.
Am I done yet?
You got 5 seconds. Keep going.
I love you.
Love you too.
That was good.
I like how it went from like compliments to just screaming.
I know. It really started
so
really sweet.
Downhill.
But it also was full circle because it started with I love you and it ended with I love you.
Good stuff. It's good stuff.
All right. Jackson, you ready?
Oh boy.
Here we go. 3.
Just hammer it.
2.
Just gotta get
1.
It.
Go.
So I was thinking and I was doing carpet is brown. No, I can't just start freestyling.
I could just start freestyling.
The carpet is brown. Turn that smile into a frown. I'm so cool. Give me that crown. Yes. Lounging, frowning, hanging and tranging. This song is super banging. All right, I'm done. Anywho, No, I'm done with the freestyle. I'm not done talking. Luke only has a blanket on one leg. That's weird. Probably figure that out, pal. Caleb, you probably should stop starving yourself. I just want to do a diet. That'd probably be smarter. Yeah. Probably feel better.
Probably
just that's my thought. That's my thought. I should probably stop eating so bad. I have a terrible diet. It ruins my life. I gotta figure that out. I have very little self-control. But like, just with eating. The other stuff I'm fine. But I eat so terribly. But it also has to do with we only have canned beans in our pantry. And you kind of just go with what you have. It's like, I'm really not trying to make canned beans right now. Like, there's not even meat in the fridge. It's just beans and dried tomatoes and mayonnaise. It's like, what do I do? I literally went into the fridge and I was like, all right, I'm not going to eat some meat. I'm going to make some. I just couldn't think of a single thing to make because it was just like avocado and mustard and like some relish, like garlic sauce. And I was like, what the heck am I supposed to do with garlic sauce and avocados and canned beans? And then there's like Oreos. So I'm like, all right, I'll just eat the Oreos. It's like, I just give up at that point. You know, it's like you make it so easy to just give up because it's so hard to not. And I just don't know what to do. Petition to just have better. Just don't buy crappy food. Just buy healthy food that tastes good and have it everywhere. And I'll just snack on that. Because like if there's berries, I'll eat the berries, you know, if there's like raspberries. But there's not. There's not most of the time. And there's just lettuce and tortillas and stuff. True. And it's like, what do I do?
What are you? Okay.
And we don't have a stove. We still don't have a freaking stove.
This is therapy.
Like, I used to make eggs all the time, I felt good. I would eat like 6 eggs, and I'd get a bunch of protein in the morning. Now I can't make freaking eggs because we have a hot plate that takes years to heat up, and I can't boil water. Oh, my gosh. It's just terrible. I just want a stove or a microwave, but I just have neither of them. It's just so hard to make food. It's just such terrible food. It's like if you went on MasterChef and all they give you is beans. Like, what the heck do I do with beans and carrots? I don't want to make stew right now. I don't want a stew. But there's not even beef for the stew. It's just bean carrot stew. Who wants to eat that ever? No one.
Wow.
Amen.
That was way long in 2 minutes.
That was.
I got deep, though. I felt that. That's
like
from the heart.
You needed to get some anger out there.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
This podcast is sponsored by Faithful Counseling. Now, is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? Well, Faithful Counseling will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Faithful Counseling is a solution for people seeking traditional mental health counseling who would prefer hearing from the perspective of a Christian. If you're seeking a mental health professional who's a practicing Christian, Faithful Counseling may be a great option for you. It's professional counseling done securely online. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. That's cool. Faithful Counseling wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins and join over the 500,000 people, taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Now, there's a special offer for the Tim Hawkins podcast listeners. You get 10% off your first month at faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins. And a big thanks to Faithful Counseling for sponsoring this episode.
There are a lot of different kinds of beans in there.
There are so many different kinds of beans.
I'm going to go get the beans.
Bring out the beans. You got all the beans.
I do wonder what Tim and Heather eat here.
You know.
I don't think your dad eats here.
Where does he eat?
I think he eats out every day and he doesn't tell anybody.
He just disappears.
Yes.
Are you exposing him right now?
I don't know this at all.
You know what? I did clean his car out.
Right. There's fast food wrappers in there.
Some stuff in there.
This is my theory, is because your dad doesn't cook.
Right.
Your dad doesn't make sandwiches. Have you ever seen the man make a sandwich?
I don't know if I've ever seen him eat food.
Right.
That I think about it.
He only will eat when there's dinner made or Oreos.
It's like me.
I think that he leaves. And I think he goes and gets sandwiches.
Huh.
And he just eats when he's gone.
Interesting.
I think he goes to coffee shops and he'll eat there.
Okay.
I think he'll go and he'll stop at Cane's and get something. Or I'll go. Because he's remained.
This is interesting.
Yeah. I don't like, because when he's on the road.
A great mystery. Where
I think
does Tim
he eats.
Eat?
I think he eats in secret. Because your mom like just literally will eat beans.
Yeah.
She'll be like, artichokes and sardines on saltine crackers with oysters.
I really did like those artichokes, though.
Artichokes.
Oh no, the artichokes
amazing.
Are good,
man.
No, because we've made jokes where we'll be like, "Mom, we don't have any food." She'll be like, there are beans in the cabinet.
There's tilapia in the freezer.
And there is fish in the freezer. We're like, we don't want that.
But like, have you ever seen your dad eat fish?
Not for years.
Yeah. This is my point. This is my point. And he always knows, like, yeah, fish fillet is back. Like, how do you know that, Tim?
That's true.
Right. He knows when the McRibs.
That's so true.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Luke.
And he always has strong opinions. Hear me out. He has strong opinions on fast food, but you ever see him eat it?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
We got to delete this podcast.
Wait, did Jackson hear this?
No.
Jackson, get in here. Luke has an interesting theory. And you're the only one who will really know.
Filet-gate.
Because you live here. Filet-gate? Yes. Okay. Luke said, say it.
I think your dad eats out once a day, at least.
Once a day?
Yeah.
No shot.
Have you ever seen him eat? Does he make sandwiches?
No.
Have you ever seen him eat or cook for himself? Have you ever seen him eat dinner by himself?
Well, he eats
without us being here, like when your mom makes it.
We have dinner like every night,
right? But when your mom makes it, have you ever seen him eat lunch?
Oh my gosh!
I know.
Does he disappear during like noon time?
Have you ever seen him eat lunch?
I know, dude.
Have I never seen him eat lunch in my entire life?
No, I literally haven't.
Hear me out. Have you ever seen him eat anything but dinner and snacks at your house?
Man, that's why you don't have a stove. You can't afford it. He's going out too much.
Oh my gosh. The only time I can think is just whenever I've gotten like sandwiches with him. Like,
out to eat.
Yes.
Mr. Good Sense.
Yep.
Right.
Wow. Literally.
And when, Jackson, when you go after a game in the car, does he suggest getting food?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes, not all time.
Well, tell him about the other thing.
Well, like the coffee?
Well, no, the fact that he knows all the time.
Well, he knows like when fish fillet in season.
Yeah.
And he knows when the McRibs in season. But have you ever seen him eat McDonald's?
Oh.
This is so great.
No.
Wow.
It's fillet gate, dude.
It's fish fillet gate.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's so funny.
Also, I took a picture of the pantry and fridge so I can read it off.
Yes, please.
Also, I was like, oh, cool, there's raspberries. Because I went and looked for the raspberries. And they're moldy.
They are?
They're always moldy.
They are always moldy.
Oh, it's like, not just mold. Like, not they're not moldy all the time, but there's like something on them. I'm like, I'm not eating them. I just can't eat. They're like weird and they're like oozy.
It is drastic. Like, the amount of health that's in your house and the amount of garbage. It's like a contrast.
There's not really that much garbage.
I mean, there's two boxes of Oreos and the Christmas tree things.
You guys got.
I got them.
And the Christmas tree thingies.
Got a party.
You guys got.
I got those.
Oh, really? That's sick.
Yeah, straight up, dude.
All right, so we're starting off strong. We have bacon. Ton of, no, turkey bacon.
We got both.
Of your fridge.
A ton of turkey bacon. The moldy raspberries.
Yeah.
Better than bouillon.
Do you know what that is?
I think like chicken bouillon I put those in the shower head and then you shower chicken. I did that to Levi.
Really? You did?
Yeah. Smash. It's like jam, but it's healthy.
Yeah.
Who wants to eat healthy jam? Sorry.
Yeah.
Five green grapes in a package on top of the butter. Blueberries. I didn't actually see those. Clutch blueberries. And yogurt, which is nice. I do usually have that in the morning. A pot. I don't know what's in it. Red grapes. There's a few.
Do you have the beans?
There's cherry tomatoes. Gyro slices, which suck.
Are they bad?
They're not as good as I remember.
Bad meat. Sorry. Tastes weird. Has a weird
lamb.
It's like a tanginess to it. Same with those sausage links.
I think those went bad. They smelled bad.
Because every time I've had them.
Oh, really?
It's like a weird tanginess. Chicken breast, that's good. But see, the thing with chicken breast is like, I want to make it, but it just takes so long.
I know.
So I'm like,
what do you suggest? What would be in your fridge?
I have to go to the store.
Yeah.
You know? That's why mom asked me today, like, she's going to the store. Do you want anything? I don't know. I can't give a thing. Anywho. Vanilla cinnamon whipped cream.
Mm.
Not that good. Too much. Apple cider vinegar, strawberries, celery, whipped cream without the cap, peppers, and cheese. That's what we got in the fridge.
Not bad.
And then we got banana chips in the pantry with nine things of bone broth, six chicken bone broth boxes, three beef bone broth, and an unopened huge box. So probably upwards of like 15 bone broths.
Yeah, you guys drink a lot of bone broth?
I don't. Oat milk, six things of oat milk.
Love oat milk.
Unopened. I've never seen it be used. Canned chicken breast. Then we got three things of refried beans, green chilies, kidney beans, crushed tomatoes, grilled beans, barbecue beans, garbanzo beans, and then a bunch of green beans, but only one can is used out of them. And we've had that there since we moved here.
Dang.
Diced tomatoes.
You also have a big box on the ground full of beans.
Oh, I didn't see
Yeah, it's a
oh,
big yeah, old but, yellow yeah, no, box. Yeah,
Bush's
yeah.
chili beans.
How many cans?
Eight.
How often do you guys make chili?
Not that often.
Rarely.
Then we got canned Thai coconut milk, whole kernel corn, another can of garbanzo beans, a bunch of ramen from when Caleb got it like a while ago. Then we got the rice cake squares. Those are pretty good, actually.
How quickly did you finish off the family size Takis?
It wasn't that quick. Me and Levi had
That's
them.
Good. That's good. Cherish them.
Then we got Cinnamon Toast Crunch that's been sitting there because we don't have milk. So no use for that. And then we have these walking taco bags.
Oh yeah, those have been in there for which forever.
Which you would think are walking have the stuff
what are
to
they?
Make it.
It's just a bag of Doritos.
It's just Doritos. It's just a bag of Doritos and they're stale.
Oh.
It's just freezers and Doritos and they're stale. And it's like
that's upsetting.
What is the point of this? And then the whole other wall is pecan. It's just a bunch of nuts. It's pistachios, pecans,
pretty
not
nice.
Almonds, so that sucks. And then tortillas.
And it's like cashews that aren't salted.
Yeah, and then
so you're not
grape
gonna, like,
juice
eat
and dried cranberries. So that's, I mean.
Yeah.
It's not much to work with. It really isn't. It's like, I know it sounds like a lot, but then it just none of it goes together.
Yeah, or it does, but you have to cook it.
But like not just cook
and
it.
Who
like,
has time
you
to cook?
Do, no, you have to do like a lot to cook.
The thing is, yeah, you have to, like, make chili, which is, like, a two-hour thing.
That's, like, a...
If not more.
I can do, like, a 20-minute cooking thing, but, like, past that, it's, like, no. Too, like, I can't.
That's why mac and cheese. Always gotta go for it.
But it also... It doesn't taste that good because there's no stove. So the noodles just get undercooked or way overcooked.
Man, poor boy. First world problems.
So...
Yeah, but I hate when people say that.
Christmas.
Like, I get it. I get it, but it's just like, I mean, yeah. It's still like, obviously I'm not like, oh, my life is terrible. I have a terrible life. It's just like
Daddy?
I eat terribly because of this.
Hey, Dad, can I like eat lunch with you at McDonald's, please?
All right, anyway.
Hey, I'll be home for Christmas. Thank you.
Good transition.
Thank you.
So will you be home for Christmas?
I'll be home for Christmas.
Happy Christmas. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Chrysler.
Was that Liv?
Yes, it was me.
Yeah, look, it was her when she was younger.
It sounded just like you.
It really did.
It really does. Can you do it?
Thank you. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas. Merry Chrysler.
That's good. Question for you all.
No.
Do you have a Christmas song that you hate with your entire guts and every time it comes on you want to drive off a cliff?
Yeah, the 12 Days of Christmas
no.
sucks.
There's a song that everyone...
12 Days of Christmas sucks.
Yeah.
Also, the new
I really can't
that's, see. No, that's so funny.
The John
the
Legend one?
Yeah.
I know they didn't try
you
to
can,
make it.
You can do whatever you want. You can leave if you'd like. Please sign this letter of consent if you would like to hang out. It's
really?
I knew they did it to be serious, but it's still so funny.
Yeah.
It's like a remake of the
song. Like, this original song wasn't him just like, I mean, like he's I feel like
he's a bit forward.
I mean, but yeah, like, but it's like, they're obviously like together because
why is she singing in a romantic way?
Right.
Too?
Like she's
like, I guess one drink won't hurt. Right. It's like, whatever. Like, I guess he's a little persistent, but it's not like, it's just not.
Also, why remake it when you can just make
a new song?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that is a problem.
Your Uber's outside, my dear. Say what's in this drink. It's just water for you to sober up and go home. I really want to stay. No, not tonight.
No, not tonight.
I feel like that it's almost insulting.
Yeah, it really is.
Because he's like, essentially, get out of my house. And yeah, so it is she's rude. Like, oh, okay.
I just put on this song.
Yeah.
That's, the only weird line is, say what's in this favorite. Drink. That's like a little like...
That one is bad.
Yeah, that's pretty...
Did she not know she's drinking alcohol?
You know, like when people say like, what's in this cake? It's like cocaine or whatever.
When was the song made? Because roofies was not a thing, right? Back in the day.
I don't know, man.
Maybe
it's not necessarily like roofies. It's just like, did she not know she's drinking alcohol?
Right. Yeah.
That's a little like, all right.
Yeah, I'm kind of... I mean, her judgment's a little skewed if she didn't know that.
I just, thing is, before anybody was talking about that song, I just loved it. I didn't think anything about what the
I didn't either.
So.
I thought it was so funny and cute.
Like it sounded, like it sounds really good. It's like, it's a good little diddly.
Yeah,
and then.
I don't know.
Same thing with the skunk and everything. I used to enjoy those cartoons. Now it's like, oh, wow.
What?
What's are those bad?
The skunk guy that...
Pepe Le Pew?
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew that's
what
always...
What did Pepe Le Pew do?
He like basically forces himself on the other skunk.
He's French.
Right.
That's
actually,
what the French do.
Culturally, actually, that's honest. That's
oh
true.
Oh my God.
French are scumbags. Screw the French. No. Whoa. No, no. I stick by this. French are scumbags.
I mean, they helped us win the war.
And
their food is amazing.
French
croissants. We wouldn't have croissants. We wouldn't have croissants. Oui, you wouldn't have ratatouille.
Oh,
oof! That whoa. Yeah. Okay. Whoa. Remy was
exactly.
Not French.
So true.
You know who was the only like not only okay. Pause. You know who was the most French sounding guy in that movie? Skinner.
Who's that?
The midget guy who no one likes.
Oh, that's true. Huh.
Is that poop in the corner?
Yeah, it probably is from
I
the dogs.
I hate the dogs.
Okay, Luke, you have to do your 2 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, you really do.
You're very distracted, and we need to get you back on track. Ready, right. Set, go. I'm restarting because you're not talking. Go.
All right. Coca-Cola invented Santa Claus. He didn't invent him, but he popularized him. And the only reason that Coca-Cola is as popular as it is because they got a contract from the government during World War I and II to send Coca-Cola to the troops. And Pepsi, in that case, got screwed because when the veterans came home, they were like, I'm not doing Pepsi, I'm doing Coca-Cola because they supported us while we were overseas. But it was just a ploy to get more money for Coca-Cola. And I think that every business is propped up and in bed with all the politicians. So anything that you see in the media or on the news or thinking that a company is doing for you, it's only to make money. Anything you see of their advertising is to make money. And that is incredibly frustrating to me. But I get it. It's the rat race. But anyway, Christmas is coming. I love Christmas. It's the best season. It makes me happy. And I like having all the family around. That's for sure. It's a great time. But let's see here. You guys have... stockings for your animals right over there. And it's kind of rude because Luna and Pippa, that's fine. They live here. Nancy gave her away and Tony gave her away just because one of them was crippled. So you got to get rid of those or replace them with something else. Maybe a grandkid or something. I don't know. My brain's not working. Do you ever get really tired and your brain stops functioning correctly?
You're doing great, bud.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Caleb, you're cool. Jackson, you're cool. Olivia, you're all right. Buddy, you're okay, buddy. You pass. Is my time up yet?
You got 2 seconds.
Thank God.
I kind of want more because you were just about to hit the stride.
I feel you want one more minute.
I don't think I have another.
I mean, I want one more minute from Luke. I thought that was like not riveting, but
I'm like so we'll bored. I'm boring myself.
No. Yeah. I definitely zoned out. I have no idea what you're saying.
I was listening to everything.
No, one more minute.
It's
not offensively, but
it's not, no, I get it.
I think you set yourself up because you were already irritated at Coca-Cola, which was a fascinating
story.
Were
you just reading about it?
I think he was going to ask a question about Coca-Cola or say something about Coca-Cola, and then he just went with it. Was that about the podcast you watched about the Pepsi?
No, that's a Pepsi one, which is a crazy podcast.
Not a podcast.
Show. Yes.
Show.
Also, I was thinking about the stockings.
Documentaries are podcasts for blind people.
Yeah.
Tony's definitely dead, by the way.
No.
Yeah, sorry. Hate to break it to you. She probably died like a week after we gave
her
up.
Blind people?
Please don't say that. Okay.
Sorry, it's just how it goes. And
no one heard me because podcasts are also...
I was like,
shouldn't say that, Mom's
wait.
What did you say?
I said documentaries are podcasts for blind people. Think about it. But podcasts are podcasts for...
Yeah, what?
What?
I was like so confused.
I don't know.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a joke. Funny.
Yeah, not that funny.
I want to hear more from Luke, though.
The Joe Rogan podcast.
I'll ask some questions.
Okay.
Oh, I have a good would you rather question.
Love it. Oh, I have the best one. Go ahead.
Would you rather fight 100 horses the size of ducks or 100 or one duck the size of a horse?
One duck.
No.
Dude.
100 horse ducks.
I'm doing 100 horse duck.
Duck horse.
Duck horse.
Because the dang
horse
thing could fly.
Absolutely.
Oh, I forgot that it flies.
That's terrifying.
And it can go in the water.
Ducks scare me at their size
they
now.
They could swallow us whole. Just like insane.
It could.
Okay.
I have another one. Would you rather have only one limb? You get to choose. Or be the king of India?
Bruh. King of India.
I'm going limb, left leg. That's my answer.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, question.
Okay, but get this. Okay, I need to explain myself to everyone who's like, what? Obviously the king of India. You'd have to be the king of India. You'd have to rule over India.
Taj Mahal.
You have to be the king. You have to do the king things.
You'd have to live in India.
And people are going to ask, do I get to ride the elephants? Yes. But you still have to do the king things. And you have to be the king of India. It's like, whoa, that's a lot. I'm cutting my three.
Okay, you could get rid of, this is a question. You could get rid of any single crime imaginable, right? But you have to commit that crime in order to permanently get rid of it. What would you get rid of?
Oh, murder.
So you'd have to murder someone to get...
I'll kill a murderer.
Greatest sacrifice ever.
Wait.
You can get rid of any crime in existence, but in order to get rid of it, you have to commit it.
So
yeah,
the question is,
murder's pretty bad.
Lying's not a crime.
Oh.
Well, it depends on who you talk to. So
murdering is pretty bad. I think I would do that.
Gossip's not a crime. It's a sin.
Okay. Adultery.
Still not a crime.
Oh my gosh, is this hard?
I think you rob a bank because you make like however much money or you commit some sort of fraud and then no one else can do it.
No.
Cheat code.
That's not worth
maybe
it at all.
Fraud.
Yeah, that's good.
Frog's
okay.
good.
Oh, like get this.
Frog.
You got to realize that murder is pretty bad. And you, if someone's on death row, you know?
But it's still not...
Like, they were a serial killer, and if I do this, no one else
I would just have
a hard
time killing someone and then living the rest of my life.
This is hard.
But you would have saved
Knowing you'd be saving, millions.
You'd be saving for the rest of mankind.
I know, I don't know. I personally
die a pretty peaceful death, unless it's an accident, of course.
Have you ever killed a deer?
Yeah. Don't you dare say it's the same.
I mean, the thing is, killing is killing.
Well...
I mean, obviously a human's more valuable than a deer, but...
Debatable.
It feels similar.
All right, Liv, your 2 minutes starts.
Maybe you wouldn't feel similar
right now.
I don't know. I think if I had to commit any crime, I mean, I don't even really know what crimes are besides like murdering and fraud and stealing. But stealing is not even really a crime as much anymore because you can get away with it. Like you don't even have to go like you don't even get punished for stealing anymore, which is pretty sad. Thank you. Yeah. But I don't think I could ever, like, here's my thing. I talk about this all the time. Like, you don't want to get anything that's, like, not rightfully given to you or that you didn't rightfully earn, because then it's just considered dirty. Like, if I, like, I don't know. If I, like, steal, not steal. Let me reword this. Like, I don't want to get money in a way that, like, isn't the right way to get it. You know what I'm saying? Because then to me, it's, like, dirty money. I don't want it. Because then it's not cursed, but there's a Proverbs about it, you know? Luke was saying, I don't know what it says. But I think that about everything. Like, if I don't get it in a way that I earned it, then I don't want it. Because then it's just a burden, and it's dirty, and I don't want to mess with that. So, yeah. I don't know why when I do this, my brain goes blank, but it is kind of scary.
Tell us about your scariness.
My scariness?
Or the scary...
How I'm scared? How I'm scared? I don't know. I'm just scared because it's like, what if I say something that's stupid or not interesting? And then people will think that I'm stupid and not interesting. And so a lot of the times, though, you know, I think too much about it. And then I actually say things that are stupid and uninteresting. So really, I should just not care. And then I'll maybe once in a while say something that is smart and interesting. So I think I just need to stop thinking so much about it. Because at the end of the day, no one really cares about you. They care about you. But they're not going to remember the dumb things that you say because they're too fed up or they're too caught up in the dumb things that they say. So... honestly, the older I get, the more I realize you can kind of do whatever the heck you want. Like, people, literally, you can walk into any store at any time. You can scream and walk out. 5 minutes later, people will forget what even happened. They won't even remember.
It's true.
You can do whatever you want to do. You know, don't go, like, this doesn't, like, don't go, like, slap people or hurt people. But as far as, like, you know, you can essentially say dumb stuff and people will forget. You don't have to, like... lose sleep over it. You know what I'm saying? Especially with like interviews and like business stuff, like that stuff is really intimidating because you're like, dude, this person's probably like thinking about every single word I'm saying, the way I'm saying it, which might be more true in business, which is maybe why we carry it over into our personal lives. But I think at the end of the day, if you just kind of say whatever you're feeling, people will, you know, be understanding, hopefully. And not judge you too hardcore.
True.
But
that was good.
I definitely judge people hardcore, so that's probably why I judge myself. No, wait. Other way around. I probably judge myself hardcore, so then I judge other people hardcore. So I'm going to stop doing that. Thank you.
That was really good. Those were some bars.
It's about that time, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn, August podcast.
Luke's been so engaged this whole entire time.
I'm trying to find good questions that people sent.
And you're not finding any?
No. Well,
how about it's review time?
I was reading reviews too.
We have that segment every time.
Oh, Caleb, can you read reviews?
Caleb, you have to read them.
Loaded up.
I was looking at John Chris podcast reviews.
Why?
I don't know, because it's suggested.
Everyone has a podcast. They're not even a thing anymore. All podcasts are useless because everyone has one.
It's true.
Are we even real?
Does anyone even listen to this?
Honestly, do people listen to this? Are we just talking to ourselves?
Yes. All right, Caleb.
Okay. Such a fun, entertaining podcast. Love the humor and energy.
Can you please...
Do it in your cool voice.
Do it in a better voice. That's not funny.
Oh, my bad.
I don't know about
Can you do the Caleb Crawford?
Okay, tone it back a little.
Okay. Such a fun, entertaining podcast. Love the humor and the energy that you guys put into the pod. Also, y'all definitely need to have Caleb on the podcast more.
Yeah.
Great job, Luke, on taking over the podcast while Tim's tummy hurts. God bless you guys.
Wow.
Your turn.
Oh, my reading.
All right, Jackson's turn.
Do I have to read like that?
Yeah.
Whatever way you feel you need to read.
Whatever you want
to
read.
Did you just read the top one?
I read that. Sorry, I didn't write that.
Random, but I just wanted to say how much I love that Tim is invested and genuinely interested in his kids' lives. It's encouraging to see a parent with a strong relationship to his adult children. There it is. To his adult children. He seems like a great dad. You'd be surprised, Kia McKee. No, I'm kidding. I'm doing a joke.
It's a bit.
Kind of.
This is a funny podcast.
Oh, do I have to pass the phone?
You have to say something funny now.
Yeah, pass the phone. All right.
Caleb, read it. Someone sent me a DM.
Shush. Oh, this is funny. Oh. One of my favorite parts of the show is Tim randomly yelling at the dogs. At this point, anytime I faintly hear the dogs in the background, I think, wait for it, ... And like clockwork. Shush!
That's true.
You guys rock. God bless. Pass.
Okay. This is like I'm reading a Bible verse.
I like the God bless
in a Bible
after
study.
All of them.
I know the God bless respect. Is so very nice.
Honestly, I need God to bless me.
Thank you, guys.
Amen.
God does bless you, man.
Heck yeah. This is the best thing to listen to while I clean. This has to be from a girl.
Why is it from a girl?
What do you mean?
Oh, dang.
Why would it be from a girl, Luke?
Obviously, it's from a woman.
Because it's from Abby 7897-54896. You thought I was a misogynist. But her name's Abby.
Abby could be a dude's name.
You said probably, though, as if you didn't read the username.
Misogynist makes good money. They make good money.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
They're professional.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Misogynist.
Anyway.
That was good.
That was bad.
Thanks for telling me my joke was good.
Yeah. I love all the topics you guys touch on and how most everything is clean. This girl just loves cleaning.
Shut up.
I thought it was funny.
Oh, man.
I love the references to other episodes. It truly makes my day go by faster. God bless, Abby.
Man, God really be blessing us. Thank you.
We appreciate
all the blessings. All right, read the DM.
Should I say their name?
I don't know if we should read the DM.
No, read the DM.
Read the DM.
So many people are going to DM you.
Yeah, I'm getting tons of DMs.
Like, are you cool?
Per DM.
If you
want a question.
Yeah, Jackson goes,
follow me at
plug.
Follow me.
Jackson Hamkiss.
No, seriously.
Instagram.
If you want to ask questions, don't message Tim. He will not look at them.
He'll never
see. He doesn't even follow me. So
that's so funny, dude.
Good
he
luck.
Doesn't?
No, he follows like 27 people. I don't even think he follows Levi.
He follows Keegan.
I followed me on his account.
I might do that.
That's
okay. Anyway, no, ask me. Olivia deleted Instagram, so ask me a question. Luke_grass, ask me the question.
Or Baxton Hamkiss on Instagram. I don't have the app, but sometimes I check. Not really. It's like once every 3 months. So if you want to say something, go ahead.
So
I'll get back to you.
There's a joke that's been bouncing around that this person wanted to bounce in onto the podcast. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard about the new movie, Constipation?
Oh, no.
Yeah. It hasn't come out yet, because I'm pushing it out right now.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, give me the phone. I want to read a review. No, the other phone.
No, you have to read this DM.
I don't want to read it again.
The same DM?
No, it's a different DM.
Just go through all your DMs.
It's literally to you.
Hey, question for a podcast. Does Jackson play video games? You know, not as much anymore. I used to a lot.
You play Oculus.
I played a lot of Rocket League. Lately, though, I did get into Bone Lab on the Oculus.
What is that?
I just finished it. It was pretty stressful, actually.
What is Bone Lab?
It's the game I play.
Mm.
Yeah, but what is it?
It's like an
anatomy thing?
No. It's just normal. You know, you're like you're going through this thing, and then there's these.
Oh, like a story game?
Creature things, and you shoot them.
Oh.
Pretty fun stuff.
Hmm. Here you go, Jack.
I thought I was just reading all your. Oh, is this one just directed to me?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks, Rachel. Your kids look great.
What?
You have a beautiful family. That's what I meant to say. Dang it.
Little kid lover. That way they'll know my intentions lie.
Jeez.
Oh.
All right.
All right. I think.
Well, thanks for tuning in to the Tim Hawkins podcast. We really appreciate it. If you're even still here or around.
And with a prayer.
We love you. And Caleb is going to end with a prayer, as we do.
I love all you people. I don't know you, but I will know you in heaven. So let's live eternal life together. That's my ask and request. And I pray in God to God that his will is done in all your lives and my life too. That'd be nice. And I just pray that you lift up Luke, Olivia, and Jackson and their entire family. Maybe my family too. And I just pray that this Christmas is amazing. There's complete peace. I mean, your family's not really drama filled at all anyway, but I just pray there's no stress. There's no craziness. It's just an amazing time, and that everyone's just able to come together and just worship you, God, and just cherish every moment that we have here and in the future and heaven. Amen.
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 Love you all.
Love you guys. Have a great time. Week. The gift is special. Don't you be afraid to go ahead and let your light shine. See, I can feel it all in my hands, and I can feel it all in my feet. I just can't help myself, 'cause it's all over me.